it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka,
boom,
shakalaka,
boom. Boom. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country that give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what we mean by that is, hey, look, you're on your way to work. Or the last couple of weeks of summer here, you're on your way to a little vacation or to the beach or to the park or the dog park or wherever you happen to be heading. And you want to get you some Spano and Black. Well, guess what? You can do it. All you got to do is click a listen live button. And there you are. It can be on Tinder, Twitter. It can be on iHeart. It can be on TuneIn. It could be on Tinder, I guess. It could be on any of the various different platforms that you can get this show on. If you're sitting at home, you're at your PC. PC's cranking up, getting a little cranky in the morning. Guess what? You can sit there before you dive into the day's work. You can get you some Spano and Black just by clicking on the Listen Live button. Plus the traditional ways. If you're one of our affiliates, it's available anywhere in the country. You're on Sirius, there we are as well. So it really works out to your benefit as to how you want to go about getting you some Spano and Black. And ultimately, that's all that matters. It's a different kind of media world these days, and we're a big part of it. For us, what's most important is the American Forces Radio Network. Look, you read the headlines, you know what's going on. World's a tinderbox right now. Guess who's out there protecting our six on the front line each and every day? Yeah, it's these guys and girls in the armed forces. So if you see one of these kids in a uni, go up, give them thanks, and let them know that you appreciate the service that they give to this country. For now, we're going to tap on the brakes, step aside. When we come back, we'll have you some Spano and Black here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. A lot to talk about here on this Friday edition. Got PGA, got NFL, got baseball as well. Got Josh Rosen, the chosen one. Talk about him and his comments involving college football, which have really stirred a hornet's nest in the fact that a lot of people agree with him. A lot of people don't, but a lot of people agree with him. And we'll get into all of that. But PGA underway. And, you know, today will be moving day. And we will see how that plays out. The big boys, not as prevalent, not as dominant as you would like them to be, but still around and involved. And we will see how it plays out for them. But Kevin Kisner at the top of the leaderboard at 4-under, who tees off at 8:45 this morning. So in the not too distant future, followed by Thorbjørn Olsen. Yes, Thorbjørn Olsen, who sold me my IKEA furniture and actually helped me put it together. I'm really appreciative of that. DA Points, Grayson Murray, Gary Woodland, Brooks Koepka, Chris Stroud, Bud Cauley, Ricky Fowler, checking in with a 2-under 69. And really the biggest name on the board, Patrick Reed, Paul Casey, a couple of guys. Got to go a little bit further down the board to make it happen. Matsuyama, as I told you, started out 1-under and then ended up having a pretty pedestrian round as it went. Went 36 in, 35 out, and shot a 70. And, you know, that's all you got to do right now. 4-under is not exactly what was expected here at Quail Hollow. Maybe a 6 or 7. Of course, played a little tougher than people expected, and it kept a couple of the big names down. And you know, look, you got to adjust accordingly as it goes. And you know, Spieth had a rough one. He was 1-over, couldn't drop a putt. Daly collapsed with a triple bogey on the 18th, and that did him in because he wasn't playing too bad, but that was the end of the journey for him with the triple bogey. That'll hurt him, and doubtful he'll make the cut. These guys, Quail Hollow played a little bit tougher. And I think they were a little surprised by it. And, you know, that's good because the PGA has the rep of being the easiest of the four. So if it turns out to not be that way, that'll be a little bit challenging. And, of course, the various different golfers will be bitching about it as they go along because it's, you know, quite frankly, what they do. Some of the other prominent names, Oosthuizen 1-under. Tommy Fleetwood 1-under, Dustin Johnson 1-under, Kuchar even. I'm sure he would like to redeem after the British Open. Rory came in with a 1. Jordan came in with a 1 over. Rolling down the rest of the board. Daly at three over. Like I said, he was sitting there even. So, you know, that triple really did him in on the 18th. And we'll see how he recovers. You know, he can still strike the ball. He just can't be consistent, which has been the story of his career. Sergio not in contention right now with four over. This course is not of his liking. And then Phil is not going to make the cut. He blew up. Shot an eight. Is Kevin going to win this week? Nah. Eight. Ernie, plus nine. Defending champion, Jimmy Walker. Well, he ain't going to defend this year. Plus 10. He's going out at 8:15 this morning, and he'll be awarding the trophy to somebody else. The Wanamaker will go to somebody else. 10 over. He just had a miserable round. Literally could not do anything. And, you know, again, you guys figure it's just a given as to how these guys are going to perform. And not necessarily the case. I mean, you know, you look at a guy like Jimmy Walker who, look, man won the PGA last year. Shoots a 10. And, I mean, he was horrible. Now, you shoot 80-plus in a major tournament. That's you want to go home. It's literally as simple as that. And, you know, there's no getting around it. He just, I didn't get to watch as much of it as I would have liked to. But, you know, when you look at that kind of number put up, and it's embarrassing. It's the only word to describe it. It's embarrassing. But, you know, he still has the trophy in his case. So, you know, no complaints. He just would have liked to have represented better. And you can't blame him. You know, again, we'll see. Round two. They'll tee it up right about now and start having some fun. You know, It was tough efforts. The greens were really fast. You know, when you look at how the course played, like I said, usually it's one of those scenarios where the course plays relatively easy. But in this particular instance, and the greens in particular, and you could see it with some of the bigger players, because what I did see, Rory couldn't gauge the greens, and he was all over the place. Jordan could gauge the speed of it, and they basically had similar issues. And that was why they were struggling so much. I mean, you know, if the blade is eluding you in these kind of situations, you got big problems. You got big problems. And that was really what it came down to. You know, the blade betrayed. As if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And you know, look, it's not uncommon. I mean, this is what these guys have dealt with, particularly Spieth, all year. You know, and we'll see. We'll see whether or not they can recover. This is moving day. You know, we'll see whether the guys on top of the board, which are not household names, will be able to maintain, because all of a sudden there's a bit of scrutiny there. And if not, you know, they'll be moving with the guys that you recognize, and that won't be so bad. I'm curious to see the course. Like, for crying out loud, they spent as much time talking about Tiger going into rehab as they did anything else. You know, some of the guys. I don't understand it. I honestly don't. But you know, we'll see. We'll see. It's fun. It's not appointment viewing, but it's fun. As we get ready to get into the break, when we come back, we'll be doing a little bit of football, but I'm going to try to get you up to date on the PGA. And as they get out there and get on the course, I'll let you know who's moving, who's not moving. We got a couple hours to go, and we'll have some fun with that. But reality is, PGA so far, yeah, not much to it. Football, on the other hand, oh boy, there was a lot of stuff going on there. We already have quarterback controversies. It's tapping the brakes, throw a spiral down the field. When we come back, we'll talk about them right here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ah, the hell with it. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, the Commodore 64 on the other end. Good Lord. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Well, football officially, well, if you don't count the Hall of Fame game, went into full swing yesterday and got us some exhibition games, truck drivers versus the pros, and Mitch Trubisky's going to the Hall of Fame, and who else we got going there? You know, a whole bunch of people. You know what happens. Overhype. And Matt Sims is going to supplant Matt Ryan as the starter. Now, I mean, look, there was some good football played. There was some bad football played. And honestly, you know, when you look at it, it was a pretty good representation of exhibition football. There were some good things to look at. There were some bad things to look at. You had some draft picks that showed. You had some draft picks that didn't show so much. And some starters that did exactly the same thing. And look, when it comes right down to it, you're not going to glean a whole lot out of week one, but a couple of things you could take away. And I did like the fact that the rookie quarterbacks who got to play, Deshaun Watson, Kaiser, they showed pretty well. Certainly made you understand why their teams felt it was worth taking a flyer on some of these guys. You also saw, you know, a little of the same with the guys who were quote unquote entrenched who are established veterans who are trying to reestablish. I mean, it's not easy when the expectations come in and you got a rookie behind you. Everybody is looking to have this guy supplant you. And then you have to go out there and perform, but that's part of the job set. You know, you got to go out there, make the difference, and show these coaches that you are worthy of making this happen. And in some instances they did, and in some instances they didn't. And, you know, we'll start it with Atlanta-Miami. Didn't look like there was any real Super Bowl hangover. Devonta Freeman performed really well, ran the ball well, caught a couple of passes from Matt Ryan. Terron Ward, who's going to be his backup, and then the defense gave it away at the end. You know, these guys are UPSing. And guess what? That's okay. That's okay. You know, I mean, like I said, Matt Sims supplanting everybody, 10 of 20 for 104 yards. He got a lot of playing time. But Ryan looked good in a couple of series that he was in there. Didn't look like there was any particular rust or Super Bowl hangover or anything along those lines. And Devonta Freeman was running like he had something to prove. You know. He ran like he had a little chip on his shoulder. It was a nice little reception out of the backfield. And he wants to compete. I mean, look, Freeman signed a $41 million deal with about $13 million in guarantee. And, you know, 3 years from now, he probably won't be there. But for right now, you know, he's looking to show that he's worth the investment. The other part of that equation is Steve Sarkisian. Now, don't forget, you got a new offensive coordinator there. And Sark doesn't want to mess up a good thing. Now, here's a guy who's, in his particular instance, has redeemed his career, gotten himself back to elite level after the disaster at USC and all the substance abuse problems and everything that he went through. And every time he walks into the locker room, people are going to be looking at him. They just are. And I guarantee you there's somebody in that locker room with a direct pipeline to ownership and to the general manager that is keeping an eye specifically on his behavior to make sure as things go on and as the season goes on, as the pressure goes on and amps up, that he's not reverting to his old ways. You know, that's the risk that Atlanta runs in this situation. It's very odd. You know, I mean, you think about it, a situation where you would worry about a player who's in that kind of dilemma, or a head coach or somebody along that lines. Here you are with an offensive coordinator who is dealing with a quarterback who redeemed his career last year and started to get back to the level that everybody expected him to play at. And then you turn around and you bring in a brand new offensive coordinator who, you know, is respected. There's no question about it, who had been elevated to the position at Alabama after Lane Kiffin left, but who immediately jumped to the National Football League when given the opportunity. You know, I'd like to sit down with Nick Saban and have a conversation on how they feel about that. But with that being said, he has the responsibility now of doing a bang-up job with a quarterback who is a proven commodity, who is a first-rate guy, who took his team to the Super Bowl, and they can't take a step back. I mean, you see what happens with these teams. You saw what happened with Carolina going from 15-1 to 6-10. That's not what they want to happen in Atlanta, and it's going to be a competitive division. Carolina will, we'll see how they perform, but Tampa Bay is going to be there. You know, the competition level is going up in that division. And the probability of them getting back to the Super Bowl is, marginal. So, we'll see. Cutler didn't play for Miami, as to be expected. And so other guys got opportunity. And, the 13 fourth quarter points mean absolutely nothing. Matt Moore threw one pass. One pass, 5 yards. Okay, you still have an arm. Good job. David Fales out of San Jose State, took the great majority of the snaps. Chances are pretty good he won't be on the roster. But he showed pretty well, 8-17, .184. And then Brandon Doty, the rookie out of Western Kentucky, who they think has a future. They'll keep him on a roster. We'll see. But he was okay. Rushing attack, like I said, Ward was all right for Atlanta, 11 for 48. Freeman, 1 for 3. Matt Sims scrambled, 3 for 24. So, nondescript. Biggest thing was everybody got out healthy. And most important for me, Sarkisian's offense looked in sync. They didn't, when the first unit was in there, which was not for very long, they played like they had a purpose. And, that's all you're looking for is continuity. Don't screw it up. Vikings and the Bills up in Buffalo. Nothing. Guys trying to make teams and jobs and let's see what the new coach can do and all that kind of good stuff that comes into play. And what kind of quarterback player you're going to get. The immortal Nate Peterman. Getting a lot of time, 13-25, 112 yards. They'll find out about him. They invested a draft pick in him. They don't know what's going to happen with Taylor after the season's over. And the immortal Case Keenum leading to a 17-10 win. You get these early games in play. Everybody just wants to knock pads. Make sure you come out healthy. And that's pretty much it. No big mystery there. And, you look at new coaches, new systems, new draft picks. Because that's all you're looking for here. Let's see how these kids play out. whether or not they're paying attention to what's been going on in practice, whether or not they're picking up the system. Because that's a lot of it, too. Don't kid yourself. They feed them more and more of this playbook as they go. And they want to know that these kids are doing the classroom work and getting it down. Peterman looked like he got it down. They gave him a nice little chunk of the playbook yesterday, and he performed pretty well. Let's tap into breaks. When we come back, more NFL right after the short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Again, you know, look, up in Minnesota, they got no backup plan. Sam Bradford goes down. They got an issue. Teddy Bridgewater's not ready. He may not be ready this year. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But Case Keenum played pretty well. And if he ends up backing up Bradford, well, that's okay. You know, and that was the storyline out of Minnesota. 11-16 for 121 yards. Okay. That's cool. You know, and that's what's expected. He's been around this league for a long time now. You know, Mike Zimmer, I loved his response. What'd you think of Case Keenum's performance? That's because everybody's going to Canton after the first performance. Yeah. Fine. He's fine. You know. Sean McDermott with Buffalo had to be pleased with his defense, not so much with his offense. You know, Bradford played two series. He got sacked twice. Not good for Minnesota's, considering that they tried to beef up their offensive line in the offseason. Tyrod Taylor, three series, 5 of 8, 46 yards. That's what he does. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fan. Really haven't been. And I don't know that Nate Peterson is the guy going forward. But they drafted him in the fifth round. He looks like he has a pretty good grasp of the field. You know, but when you look at who didn't play, it was almost as important as who did play. You know, Riley Reiff didn't play for the Vikings. Latavius Murray didn't play. Jerick McKinnon didn't play. Laquon Treadwell, who better get it in gear, he's going to be looking for a new line of work. He didn't play. And for the Bills, you know, they sat Shady. You know, Cordy Glenn didn't play. And that's smart. Foot injury. And Shaq Lawson didn't play with the groin. Dalvin Cook did play. And 5 carries, 13 yards. Looked a little hesitant at the line of scrimmage. From what I saw, I picked up highlight package. Didn't watch the whole game. And 4 catches for 40 yards. Okay. You know, so 53 total yards. And considering they had 127 yards in the first half, I guess, you know, that's a pretty good performance. But they're counting on him to take over as the starter. He needs a little more at the line of scrimmage. But I put as much of that on the offensive line as I do anything that he did, because they were not making holes and they weren't protecting the quarterback. And it looks like, you know, and again, we'll see. Riley Reiff not in there, and, you know, first string did not play particularly long because of the fact that they can't afford to get anybody injured. They have zero depth on that offensive line. And if you're going to point at something with Minnesota right now, that's what you're going to point at. Defense will play fine. You know, Bradford, when he was in there, if he's in there and you give him time, will play fine. There's two keys to the season for Minnesota, and you can see it already. Health and production out of the offensive line, and Dalvin Cook being able to run between the tackles and take pressure off of Sam Bradford. And the other thing, too, and he did not fumble yesterday. Keep an eye on it. Because when he's going against the first-level guys on a consistent basis, they know what the rep is with him. And it's put the ball on the ground. And if he does that, then they're going to have problems. If he manages to not do that, well, it'll be okay. We'll see. Bradford was 5 of 7, 35 yards. Like I said, the immortal Nathan Peterman, 13 of 25, buck 12. And he lost a fumble. Trey Waynes, who we interviewed here not too long ago, hurt his shoulder in the first quarter and didn't come back. No update on that. That is somebody that cannot afford to lose. And Anquan Boldin didn't play after being signed, but that's fine. You know, not the kind of debut McDermott wanted, but it was sloppy football. Let's be honest about it. And all coaches want to get that first win. Preseason, scrimmage, doesn't really matter what it is. They do want to get it. Ravens and the Redskins. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. What the hell was up with that? I mean, Skins look like they'd never showed up. Again, it's exhibition. I get it. But please, show something. Ryan Mallett in for Joe Flacco. Struggled like hell. Played the whole first half, threw for 58 yards. They just scored 13 points. But that was basically because of the fact that the Redskins gave it away. Big pass interference and an illegal formation on a field goal. They're cracking down on that, by the way. That'll be something you'll be keeping an eye on during the regular season. All these formations to try to give an angle to defenders that want to get in there. Well, be careful. Samaje Perine, not too good. A fumble, dropped a wide open pass. You know, jitters, no focus, a little complacent, whatever the circumstances are, got to do better than that. Jonathan Allen, who many and most consider a steal where the Skins got him, got Mallett in the second quarter, playing with the second team D, so that was a nice sign. Jordan Reed didn't play, Jameson Crowder didn't play, Josh Doctson didn't play, Junior Collette didn't play. Trent Murphy, going to have an MRI on his knee, not a good thing. And the same for the Ravens. You know, a lot of key guys sat. Rashad Perriman sat, Mike Wallace sat, Jeremy Maclin sat, Ben Watson sat, Danny Woodhead sat, and they still beat him. You know, pretty bad game. You know, pretty bad game, pretty bad performance out of the Redskins. Redskins are a weird team, man. I'm telling you. They have some defense on that team, and they got Kirk. But I'm wondering, and I'm not putting this on Cousins. I'm putting this on the organization. I'm wondering the lack of commitment of the organization to Kirk Cousins, what kind of message that is sending in the locker room. You know, he's making his money. Nobody in the league begrudges another player money. But when they look at the message that's being sent about Kirk Cousins, as in, we don't believe in you necessarily to take us to the next level, so we're not going to pay you yet on the extension that you want. You're still going to make a ton of money, but let's see what direction it takes. Well, you know, that resonates in the locker room. And I don't know that message is going to go down particularly well in said locker room. And Jay Gruden could have something to deal with there. You know, they have talent on that roster. And some of it's pretty good. But if the locker room is getting a mixed message from management that they're not all in on buying in on these players, and particularly their leader, to get the job done for them, they could be in for a long season. And Jay Gruden could end up looking for a job. Because his job right now is to convince this team to rally around Kirk Cousins, convince them that he believes in Kirk Cousins to lead this football team going forward, and get themselves back into the playoffs. Look, put this scenario out there. If Kirk Cousins leads the Washington Redskins to the playoffs, they have to sign him to a long-term contract at the kind of money he's looking for. They have no choice. But if they fall short yet again, the owner, who you all know is a stable human being, probably ends up blowing it up again. And they end up going for a new quarterback and a new coach and a new system altogether. And Kirk Cousins will go to San Francisco or wherever he decides to end up. because somebody will sign him. But, you know, you think of that message that's being sent right there, and I'm sure that they're looking at Kirk. And, you know, Kirk is handling it right. He's just, you know, he believes in his faith. He believes that the decision will be made for him down the line by his agents and a higher power, and not necessarily in that order. And that's all well and good. But how does it translate in the locker room? Because there can't be any level of certainty that he's going to be their quarterback next year. So these guys are there, and they're playing, and they're looking to make the playoffs and get their money and all the things that go along with that. And they're saying to themselves, well, you know, what is management's message here? Are we on a one-year show me as a team? Which is kind of the message I'm getting. Because by them unable to complete a long-term deal with Kirk Cousins, they're basically saying to the team, we don't know. And we don't know ends up trickling down from the coaching staff and the quarterback, who are your leaders, into the locker room. And it showed yesterday. That team was just flat out not ready to play. Exhibition. But still, you look around the rest of that division. Look at the Dallas Cowboys. Look at the New York Football Giants. Look at the Eagles with Carson Wentz and the expectations out of him. It's a real possibility that the Washington Redskins could end up being the bottom feeder in that division. Now, to be fair about it, I think the margin of error between the four teams, particularly with Ezekiel Elliott with his looming suspension, is going to be thin enough where it could go the other way. You know, and the Cowboys are one injury away at quarterback from having to reach out to Tony Romo. So, yeah, I'm not saying all is lost for Redskin fans, but that message, directly or indirectly, however you want to read it, is a bad one that's being said to their team, to their fan base, and it starts at ownership and trickles its way down. That's an emodium message right there. Stop it up now before it gets worse. We're going to stop it up right now, tap it a break, step aside. We'll wrap up hour one right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Want some beans? Go to some matter up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Oh, yeah. And the travel wind that goes with it, yes. Not bad. Bob Black. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the stats from last night with the Skins and just the putrid game. I'd be worried. I honestly would be worried if I'm a Skin fan. It's first time around. You know, we get it. You know, you're not reading too much into it. However, you know, with the discord within the organization, I mean, you know, think about it. Their GM got fired for being a boozer, you know, and there's sympathy there, but, you know, they canned him. The draft was dysfunctional, although they do seem to have gotten it right because they stole Jonathan Allen. And, you know, all that stuff is well and good, however, with the dysfunction at the top, you really wonder. And going into the season in that division, there can't be any discord. There can't be any dysfunction because you can't get off to a slow start or a sluggish start or whatever the circumstances are, because somebody's going to jump out in that division and set the tone early. And I don't know which team it's going to be. You know, I don't know if the Giants struggle offensively like they did last year, it won't be them. If Dallas loses Zeke for six games, which is the rumor right now, it won't be them. Maybe Carson Wentz takes the next jump because they added a lot of talent around him. We'll see. That being said, it's time to tap the brakes and go to the news and stay tuned, because there's always something interesting, to say the least, going on in the world that we live in. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the U.S. military confirms it's launched two drone strikes in recent hours against al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Shabaab fighters in southern Somalia. The strikes are part of a new authority given to the Pentagon by the Trump White House. It authorizes the military to execute offensive operations against that al-Qaeda affiliate. Also yesterday, the president was talking tough again towards North Korea.
If North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous.
And on his proposed ban on transgender people serving in the armed forces.
It's been a very confusing issue for the military, and I think I'm doing the military a great favor.
The president also said he's not thinking of firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's running the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
New Orleans officials are working feverishly to try to repair the city's drainage system after fire on Wednesday damaged the power supply for its pumps on the city's East Bank. And Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the weather forecast remains unhelpful.
Due to a potential rainfall forecasted by the National Weather Service over the course of the next day, the city is urging residents in the affected areas to stay vigilant, to move their vehicles to higher ground, take necessary actions to protect personal property, and stay off the roadway during thunderstorms.
Schools across the city remain closed today. Conservative commentator Jeffrey Lords out at CNN, fired after he tweeted a Nazi salute at a prominent liberal activist. He claims the tweet was misunderstood and he was mocking Nazis. A Pennsylvania detective says surveillance video taken at the scene of a fraternity hazing death at Penn State may have been deleted. Over a dozen members of the frat are facing charges in that case. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Honestly, repeal and replace of Obamacare should have taken place.
As President Trump did make clear again yesterday, he is angry that there's been no repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Meanwhile, a Virginia Beach man is suing the Republican National Committee over it. Frank Hammond reports from Richmond.
Robert Hegman, who claims to have worked on President Trump's campaign in New Hampshire, alleges the RNC committed fraud for soliciting donations on promises to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Hegman says the RNC collected more than $735 million on its promise since 2013 and wants it returned. Hegman claims to have made personal campaign contributions of more than $1,000 since 2010. Frank Hammond, in Richmond.
A newly revealed Chinese computer breakthrough could have worldwide impact, as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Word.
Chinese officials have announced they have successfully tested the first quantum key distribution system from a satellite, essentially allowing the communist nation to build an unhackable communications network. The connection between the satellite and the Chinese ground station reportedly strong enough to handle large data transfers or even handle secured phone calls. The information was published in the journal Nature, where analysts said the information was a milestone in security advancement. I'm Jason Wirt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
That works. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along the ride. Each and every day, we got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And when you're doing that, it's all about modifying it to your life. And that's, that's what it's about. Right now, this time of year, you're going over to vacation. You're heading to the park. You're on the road. You're heading to work. Maybe you got a half day going. Some along those lines. Yeah. It's all good. Either way, you want to modify what you want to listen to. And look, I mean, honestly, if you can get what you want when you want it, whether it's the interviews, whether it's me, whether it's Joe, no matter who it is, well, hello. Yeah. Then why not do it that way? And that's pretty cool. That in itself is pretty cool. So, you know, do yourself a favor. Download us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're right there for you. Make it work. Make it work. You know, good stuff. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. See these guys and girls on the streets. You read the headlines. You know what's in the news. You know what might be around the corner. Give them a thanks. Send them on their way with gratitude for protecting your six. It's tapping the brakes. Step aside. When we come back, set up hour two for you right after the short timeout. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies?
but you don't know what to do next. Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I don't know. It depends what kind of chair and who's on the other side of it. Oh, man. Welcome back to the Attack. Hour 2, Bob Black. Senor Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and on this Friday edition. A lot of football to talk about, more exhibition games tonight, and that'll be fun. Jacksonville scrimmaged with New England during the course of the week and then played them to a 31-24 victory. No thanks to Blake Bortles, can I safely say. He's got problems. 3 of 5, 16 yards. Chad Henne, 5 of 6, buck 39. You know, it. Brandon Allen outplayed him. You know, he transferred around in college and ended up with Arkansas. I mean, these guys are fighting for jobs. Blake Bortles, the fact that he has the starting quarterback position means absolutely nothing at this point, because it's they better hope. It's really what it comes down to, but they better hope, and I'm not optimistic. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo played really well. Really well. Starting in this game. And 22 of 28 for 235 and 2 touchdowns. And I don't care. Exhibition, no exhibition. Preseason, no preseason. He can play in his league. And the dilemma that they face in New England is... is the future going to be Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett? Because that's what it's going to come down to. And Brissett played well yesterday, too. 8 of 13, 88 yards. Now, again, we know who they're playing against. The whole nine. But Garoppolo was no fluke. He played a really good football game. And he can start in this league. I don't know if he's going to be great or not, but he can start in this league. And the dilemma that New England faces is whether or not a year from now, 2 years from now, he's their guy, or in the film room, in the coach's office where the discussions are being held, they think Brissett is going to be better, and there's no track record on him. And they cut Garoppolo loose for a bevy of draft picks to a team that needs a starting quarterback. And that's it. That's the decision. For Jacksonville, oof. Blake Bortles did not look good. And, you know, they can talk mechanics and everything else all they want. It's in his head. And that's it. It's in his head. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out, because as he gets more time, they're going to have a very hard decision to make. I mean, you look at what's going on down there with the regime change, with everybody coming into play, with a coach that's getting a second opportunity in Doug Marrone, who Bill Belichick went out of his way to play nice compliments to and talk about how he respects him as a coach and he thinks he's going to do fine and everything else. Well, you're not going to do fine without a quarterback. And I don't think they're going to mess around, because quite honestly, you know, Chad Henne is capable. Like I said, Bortles went 3 of 5, 16 yards. They got a field goal. Okay. You know, Henne came on with one play left in the first quarter, went 5 of 6 for $1.39 in his quarter plus. You know, Fournette ran well 9 times, 31 yards, scored a touchdown. And considering they were completely keyed in on him on the time he was on the field, I thought he performed really well. But you can already see that Bortles is on very thin ice with this team. They're going to go with him to start out with, and he's going to have to prove it. Like I said, Brandon Allen outplayed him. He had a nice throw to D.D. Westbrook, 42-yarder. Made a really nice throw. I mean, you know, there's not going to be any messing around here. They're going to get their opportunities. And if for some reason Bortles flops, which I think is going to happen, well, be prepared, Jacksonville fans, because it's going to be a tank year. They'll put Henne in, hopefully win not too many football games, cut Bortles at the end of the year, and make a decision on which quarterback they're going to draft. They're not going to mess around. This is not your old Jacksonville Jaguar team. This is Tom Coughlin calling the shots at the top. And he knows quarterbacks, and he knows how to win, and he knows what it takes to get it done. And if they think that Blake Bortles has turned into a complete head case who can't play football anymore, they will blow him out of there. And that's it. There won't be any in between. There won't be any debate. There won't be any controversy. They'll put him on the bench, and he'll ride the bench until Chad Henne gets hurt or the season comes to an end. And that's it. Obviously, Brady didn't play. But, I mean, if you look at the quarterback play from yesterday, Garoppolo was great. Henne was very good. Brissett was very good. And Allen was pretty good. And your starter was okay in the first quarter. That's it. Other notables, Chris Ivory went 6 for 20. T.J. Yeldon, 2 carries, no yards. You know, running back by committee in New England, as it always is. Deion Lewis, 7 for 32. Bolden, 5 for 33. And Daniels Jr., who got the bulk of the work, 11 for 39. What was nice, New England may have found themselves a backup tight end. And Hollister, this kid out of nowhere, 7 for $1.16, undrafted, a rookie out of Wyoming, 6'4", 239. He was all over the field. Pretty good. You know. And look, I mean, Gronk is always some level of hurt. So something to keep an eye on. A little bit of hope swings eternal in New England. And rightfully so. But like I said, if you're Jacksonville, you didn't like what you saw out of your quarterback. It was almost like, you know, fragile, handle with care. And that's really a shame. We'll see. Step aside, come back, more NFL. We'll get to things further down the line, including an update on the U.S. on the PGA leaderboard. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere. Right back.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush though, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Yeah, well, Ezekiel Elliott will find out about that in a little while. Supposedly today, and we've heard the range of everything between 6 games down to a game. You know, Jerry made his statement that he didn't believe there was anything there that justified a domestic violence suspension. They're doing the aggregate on him and taking into account all the incidences that have gone on. Adam Schefter reported today that there are other bar incidences that have gone unreported involving Elliot that they're going to take into account. And it may end up being the personal conduct policy. It's there's no telling. But it looks like he's going to take some kind of hit, some kind of suspension. Could range anywhere from a game to six. And how it comes down and when it comes down remains to be seen. Rumor has it that it's going to be today. And, you know, if that ends up being the case, well, Dallas will have to be dealing with some serious things. They have depth at running back, but not Zeke kind of depth. And if it ends up being the worst possible scenario and he goes down for six, they'll have to tread water, stay somewhere around 500 until he gets back. And they can get back to the formula that worked for them last year. Because, you know, look, everybody talked about how great Dak Prescott was last year, and he was. You know, the kid had a really good year. But you now have a full year of film on him. You've got a running back situation where he perhaps is going to have to not have his best weapon and a quarterback's best friend, which is a really good ground game, at his disposal. The offensive line will still be there. The other running backs will have to step up, but I don't think they're going to give you the kind of production that Zeke did. You start out in game one against a division rival who many people are picking for the Super Bowl, not unlike yourself, in the Giants. And the two losses that they had last year were to the Giants. That's not a good situation for the people down in Jerry World. And again, it's the Giants. They'll probably screw up the opportunity. But with that being said, you know, Dak Prescott, and I said this in a couple of instances, because the Eagles had him on the ropes as well in one of the games and would have won the game, I believe, had they not gone into the prevent victory formations, which is backing off, dropping into complete zone coverage, not worrying about pressure on the quarterback. And Prescott, who proved that he was accurate last year, tore up their defense. Well, when he had pressure on him and he had people around his feet, not unlike most quarterbacks in the league, it messed with him. And he did throw interceptions, and he did have a little bit of issues with accuracy. And that's what the Giants did to him. They were all over him last year. As good as that offensive line is, the Giants were able to put pressure on him with that 4-3 defense, and they got to him. And they made him think, and they made him work. And he wasn't up to the task. Well, you take Elliott out of the situation, his go-to safety valve, his go-to security blanket, his go-to turnaround hand the ball off guy. Well, then you have to come up with other options. One of the things I'm curious about this year is, excuse me, to see exactly how he and Dez get along. Now, Dez has taken it upon himself to mentor Ezekiel Elliott and say, look, you got to be careful what you're doing on the field, off the field, I should say, because it will come back to bite you. And after the St. Patrick's Day incident, allegedly things calmed down with Elliott. You know, and look, he's not unlike any other kid at that age. You know, I've said many times, you put that kind of money in my bank account when I was that age, that it found me in a pile of cocaine and hookers, not breathing. So he's had his off the field issues. Dez has had him as well. He's trying to mentor Zeke. But what I haven't seen out of Cowboy camp, either in Dallas or in Oxnard, is that me and Dak are on the same page statement. I haven't seen that. We worked out together during the off season to get our coordination as far as, you know, teammates together. Haven't seen it. And that's what I would be looking for if I was a Dallas Cowboy fan. I don't know. Maybe they did work out together and they just didn't publicize it. But they didn't have a chemistry last year. And Dez is still one of the best players in the game. And, you know, you're not going to be able to win if you can't keep that combination going on a consistent and performing basis. You know? Now, both Schefter and Elliott are reporting it looks like it's pointing towards 6 games with Elliott. We'll see. And if that's the case, boy, Jerry's not going to be pleased. Because he is insisting that that's not, you know, there was nothing there to justify a domestic violence suspension. Well, they've been looking at it for a year. So, you know, and just a point towards last year, because, look, Dez missed time. But Dez did play 13 games. And he had 50 catches for 796 yards. That's second-tier receiver numbers. The average was still there. 16 yards a pop. But 50 catches in 13 games, even in 13 games, it should have been more closer to 67, 70, somewhere in that range, where he should have been pushing 1,000 yards, somewhere in the nines, if you just extrapolate the numbers. And he didn't get there. Like I said, that chemistry was not there. And if the suspension does come down, and it turns out that Zeke gets an extended suspension, well, you know, let's be honest about it. Dez is going to go throw it to me. You know, I'll get us through these 6 games. Throw it to me. Well, I don't know that they're going to go in that direction. Because quite honestly, I still think they look at Dak Prescott more as a game manager at this point in his young career than somebody who can take a game over. You know? And I agree with that assessment. If I'm Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones and I'm looking at this football team, that's how I look at this kid. He's a game manager. He's somebody who is not really prepared to put it completely on his shoulders and take it over. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with you and me, and feel free. But I know what I saw last year with the eye test. He had the best offensive line in football, one of the best receivers in football, one of the best wide receivers in football, and a running back that was all world. Well, that makes your job a hell of a lot easier. Now, the commodities behind Ezekiel Elliott are Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris. And they've both had their moments in the National Football League. But, you know, last year, Darren McFadden played 3 games. And he got 87 yards in those 3 games. He's 29 years old. Alfred Morris has wear and tear as well. You know, and it's not like they're going to get somebody off the scrap heap somewhere else who's going to come in and make a difference. That's not going to happen. Now, Morris was a little more solid. He played 14 games backing up Zeke, but he had 243 yards for a 3.5 average. And he's 28 years old. You know what happens with these guys after 5 years, 6 years? That's it. They're done. As far as being elite. You know, he and McFadden are both 1,000-yard rushers. But like I said, I don't anticipate it being able to be put on Dak Prescott's shoulders and him being able to take this team to the promised land with limited weapons and no relationship with Dez Bryant. We'll see. It's tap of the brakes. We'll step aside. When we come back, more NFL right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the Cowboys before we went to break. Now, you know, on the other side of the coin, and, you know, we have to be fair about this, as much as I hate the Cowboys, Prescott in his postseason performance played damn well. And granted, it was a Green Bay Packer team that did not have a great defense, but unfortunately for him, neither did his Dallas Cowboys. And that was the difference in the football game. He was 24 of 38 for 302 yards, three touchdowns, including two to Dez. So that's a good sign. You know, and he had the one interception. But he showed that he was not too small for the big stage. And if you're a Cowboy fan, yeah, that's a good thing. And, you know, let's be honest about it. There's going to be growing pains with him in the second year. The only problem, unfortunately, and this is where I want to see how it plays out. Let's see if that chemistry continues from the playoffs with Dez. Because, to me, that's going to be the most important thing that happens to the Cowboys this season. Because if that chemistry isn't there, Bryant is going to bitch long and loud that he's not getting the football. Case closed. And when you look at that football team, it is key that he and Prescott developed that chemistry. Dez has to go back to 1,100, 1,200 yards, 90 catches, and feel like he's the key contributor on the team. Otherwise, they're going to have issues. I'm telling you. And honestly, Prescott had more chemistry with Terrence Williams than he did with Dez Bryant. You know, it in key spots, you know, it was Terrence Williams that he was going to. He had 44 catches, 34 of them went for first downs. Hello? You know, there's other guys on this team, Ryan Switzer, Cole Beasley. You know, he had a great chemistry with Cole Beasley last year. Beasley got into 16 games. He had 75 catches for 833 yards, 5 touchdowns. You know, and I mean, I hate to say it. You know, it's all well and good that Beasley and you know, all the others have a relationship with him. But if it ain't Dez Bryant, that's going to disrupt that football team. So keep an eye on it. You know, keep an eye on it. And, of course, later today, if the decision comes down and Zeke goes bye-bye for a while, that's another thing to talk about, too. New Orleans played Cleveland. And Osweiler got the start. Kessler played some, too. But DeShone Kizer, 11 of 18, 184 yards and a touchdown. Osweiler was not good. 6 of 14, 42 yards. Kessler was okay. I think by the time it's all said and done, that Osweiler will not be on the team. Maybe they take the cap hit. Maybe they don't. Kessler will start, and Kaiser's going to back him up and eventually take over during the course of the season. Or if he just flat out beats them out now, then run with them from Jump Street. Look, as I said yesterday, there's a Cleveland Brown football team that will be better. They're not going to be great, but they're going to be better. And they're not going to win 2 games, and they're not going to win 3 games. They're going to win 6 games or 7 games. I'm telling you. That defense will be better. They're starting to get pieces in place on offense. They're doing a good job there. And believe me when I tell you, Hugh Jackson is coaching them up. And they're going to be a better football team. But with that being said, they're also going to have to figure out whether or not their quarterback of the future is on the team or he is sitting in college right now. You know. Now again, you know, Drew Brees sat for the Saints. Adrian Peterson watched. Cleveland had much more of their first guys out there. You know, Myles Garrett showed. He had a tackle for a loss, pressured Grayson in the first half. He did well. You know, he's got the arm. Kaiser's got the arm. And he had two nice throws, a 45-yarder and a 52-yarder. And, you know, and Hugh Jackson's playing coy, as well he should. You know, you say, well, you know, it could be either one of the three. Okay. You know, Osweiler struggled. Kessler struggled. And Kaiser eventually figured it out. But again, at that point in time, he, you know, he was throwing against guys who are going to be driving a garbage truck in a couple of weeks. No disrespect towards garbage men. It's a lousy job. And, oh, by the way, the piece that they added, one of the pieces that they added, and I don't care who is kicking the ball or punting the ball or whatever the serve, Jabril Peppers ran a kickback for 27, returned a punt for 13, and also made a bad fair catch. You know, he's a weapon. They're going to find ways to use him. He's a football player. Yeah. Simple as that. Brown future is bright. Really is. And, you know, the tight end didn't play Njoku, but three out of the four that they drafted in the first two rounds showed. And showed big. And that's exactly what you want out of this Cleveland Brown team. Eagles and the Packers, you know, Carson Wentz looked good in the time he was in there. He was 4 for 4, 56 yards. They got him out of the game. Who's going to be the backup, Matt McGloin or Evans? That's all. Same with Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers didn't make an appearance. Their biggest thing in Green Bay is who's going to carry the football. And if it's Ty Montgomery, they got problems. They have no balance there. That's a team that could be looking for a running back on the scrap heap and hope to get some mileage out of somebody. LeGarrette Blount, 4 carries for 9 yards, looked a little chunky to me. Maybe that was just me, because I probably look a little chunky to him. Eagles are going to be an interesting team to watch, for better or worse. I think they and the Redskins are going to have trouble keeping up. But we shall see. Broncos and the Bears. Mr. Biskey, he's going to Canton. Glennon's going to the scrap heap. Bears are going to the Super Bowl. Maybe not. Trubisky played a darn good game. He really did, and I saw quite a bit of this game. 18 to 25, buck 66, and a touchdown. Mobile in the pocket. Looked really comfortable. Glennon, 2 of 8. Mark Sanchez, 1 of 4. Sanchez is going to get cut. I'm telling you. Foxy said it doesn't change the depth chart, but I'll tell you what, the kid plays like this throughout the entire preseason. They're going to have an instant quarterback controversy, which when they drafted Trubisky, they created. You know. The thing that's good, if you're Trubisky in Chicago, is that these were scoring drives. It wasn't that he just put stats up. He led him to 3 scores. You know, and don't forget, Glenn has been sitting on the bench for a couple of years now. So, you know, something to keep an eye on. Trubisky went 10 in a row. His first 10 passes he completed after replacing Sanchez. And, you know, guess what? That's okay. You know, I don't care who you're doing that against, and that's representing. So, that's pretty good. Nothing particularly deep, at least not that I remember. And on the other side of the field, Simeon and Paxton Lynch, they went back and forth. Simeon got the start. Lynch went on in the second quarter. They were both okay. You know. Lynch will get the start next week. They're trying to keep it fair and balanced. Like I said, Fox said that the depth chart has not changed with them, but Glennon did not look good and threw an interception. I still think this kid can play in the league. You know, don't forget, he was playing pretty good ball for Tampa Bay when they got Jameis and brought him in, and that put him on the sidelines for a long period of time. You know, we'll see. He could not have felt good when Chicago drafted and traded up to get Trubisky. You know, but I think Glennon can play in his league. And there's not a huge cap hit going on next year. So if they decide that Trubisky's ready to go and they cut him, he'll get an opportunity, Glennon, someplace else. You know, that pickoff pass that he made was a bad one. He threw it right into coverage. And not the kind of pass you want to throw when you're looking to not create a controversy. Overthrew the wide receiver and tossed it right into the hands of the cornerback who went the distance. You know, not a good way to start. But, you know, he had some other issues as well. Center shot the ball over his head a couple of times. I mean, you know, one game, exhibition game. These things happen. And he'll have his opportunity to redeem. Like I said, everybody's going to Canton this week. So, yeah. All well and good. But there is a controversy up in Chicago. I read the papers up there this morning, and it's all Mitch. Mike, who? Get him out of town. He sucks. Yeah, well, relax. Step in the brakes. Come back. Finish up this hour of the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. And again, you look at quarterback controversies, and by drafting Trubisky, they set one up in Chicago. The other side of the coin, like I said with Denver, they're going to have to make a decision. Paxton Lynch, he's their first-round draft pick. I think Simeon has proved he's a capable backup in this league, but I don't know that he necessarily is going to be able to get it done on a consistent basis and where they can win football games. But with that being said, we'll see whether or not Denver makes the decision to pull the trigger on Lynch, and if so, let him run the ship and find out, or if they play it safe and go with Simeon. We'll see. But, you know, for brand-new head football coach in Joseph, that's a really tough dilemma to be in, because you want to win you want to win football games. You know? And, you know, nobody cares about the preseason, but you want to win football games. And you want to put your stamp on this group. Yeah. So we'll see. Some of the fun games tonight, Steelers and the Giants. You won't see either quarterback. And if you do, it'll be for a brief period of time. Buccaneers and the Bengals. Bengals got their own issues, and Marvin Jones is having some health issues. So we wish him the best. And the 49ers and the Chiefs. Again, a new regime going into place there. And let's see how it plays out. 49ers had a lot of draft picks and did some pretty good work. A little bit of heavy lifting. That defense is pretty solid. They're not going to be able to score any points, but the defense is pretty solid. So, we shall see. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Have yourself a great weekend, no matter where you are. Good health, good happiness, and we'll talk to you next week. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.